Well, today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're joined here at the station, as a matter of fact, by Peace River MLA and also the province's Minister of Mental Health Addictions, Dan Williams. Thank you for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, we're at the end of the calendar year almost for 2024. A lot of interesting things happened here locally and throughout the province. I guess, what are kind of some of your big accomplishments, I guess, from this past year?
Well, I'm pretty happy in the legislature with a number of bills passing. Importantly, we did work surrounding the Alberta Bill of Rights, moving forward now, entrenching those rights in provincial law. Also moving forward when it came to a number of different pieces of legislation surrounding parental rights and protecting children in our healthcare system, in our schools, and when it comes to sports as well. On top of that, I'm really happy to have announced the Northern Alberta Youth Recovery Center, which is a renovation north of Edmonton that's going to create over 100 beds across for folks across Northern Alberta for children under the age of 18 to get access to addiction treatment. And a number of other legislative milestones move forward as well, working closer and closer towards a piece of legislation called Compassionate Intervention, which we'll be introducing in the spring. I've been busy working on that. And a lot of other really exciting pieces of legislation and work that we're doing at the provincial level, standing up for Alberta, trying to increase access to resources and services, and of course looking for prosperity in the province.
Certainly access to health care locally is one topic that a lot of people have been pretty big on, and I know even in your mental health and addictions file that some local municipalities have talked to you about improvements on that. So what are kind of some people, what are you kind of hoping to see when it comes to getting more sort of health care, mental health, sort of more access that here locally?
Yeah, we're moving forward on the health refocusing across the province. So instead of having one large organization of AHS be responsible for delivering services, whether it be primary care with your family physicians, or talk about mental health and addiction care, or assisted living for long-term care for seniors, they're all different kinds of delivery of health care. For example, when it comes to me and mental health and addiction, I need to be as connected to the emergency room as I am to the classroom. And so this refocusing we're doing with Recovery Alberta is allowing us to continue to do the great work that was happening in AHS, but really put a spotlight on the need for more mental health and addiction resources. And in light of that, I visited the mental health and addiction clinic that we have here in Peace River and the work that's happening. And of course, they made an important pitch for me as their MLA and the minister about how we need to increase those services. So I'm looking at all those options now, and I'm going to continue to work for increasing access to mental health and addiction services all across the province.
Infrastructure is another big topic locally, certainly here in Peace River. A lot of people are patiently waiting for the completion of that bridge project here. I know a lot of people in the Crete want to see that bridge work happening, and a number of other construction projects, things, again, healthcare, schools, that kind of stuff. What are some of the big things kind of in the works next little bit when it comes to infrastructure here locally?
Yeah, of course. We've made lots of inroads when it comes to infrastructure, lots of work on Highway 35. When it comes to upgrades, of course, we saw a bridge over the Boyer and a bridge over Wabasca both complete now. Both were multi-million dollar projects. And of course, we're still looking at putting that bridge at the Tompkins Landing with Paddle Prairie and La Crete, so that we can have that ferry replaced by a bridge. Huge mega project that I still hope to continue to move forward. We're just working on logistics when it comes to geotechnical on that. And then the finishing of the refurbishing of the bridge here in Peace River obviously has been delayed. There's been work that needs to happen to sort out the contractor there. That is going to continue on. We started off on a good pace getting the bridge done, the new bridge done on time and under budget. And now we really just need to make sure we get that refurb finished as soon as possible. So the hope is that we'll be able to do that in this next construction season and get that sorted out.
Of course, here in the Peace region, we've got a lot of different products we have in the things like agriculture and forestry and those kind of sectors now. Of course, a lot of attention has been paid recently over our friends south of the border and some planned tariffs that they're probably going to be bringing in over the next new year, over the next little bit. Do you think there could be a big impact on local products here in the Peace region in terms of getting them out to markets if there is some effects from that?
Yeah, absolutely. 70% of Canada's trade is with the United States. They're the world's largest economy, economic superpower, and we share the world's longest undefended border with them. And of course, we want to continue that friendly relationship with them, and our economy depends on it. But that requires that we also do our part too. For our own sake as well, we want to make sure that we don't see fentanyl and other drugs trafficked across the border either direction. We want to make sure human trafficking does not happen across that border in either direction. And we're taking very seriously the idea of making sure Alberta and Canada is doing its part to be a good neighbor and continue to maintain what is a great working relationship with Americans. I, for my part, am going down to Washington to continue to advocate and build relationships in the new year with American lawmakers to make sure they understand Alberta is a vital economic and strategic interest when it comes to energy independence. Alberta's supply has always counted as a part of that, and we need to make sure that tariffs do not impact that important sale of energy from Alberta and consumption of our terrific energy products in the United States. When it comes to agri-food, I mean, that is a huge market for us when it comes to our beef, when it comes to our value-added, whether it be grains or others with processing. These are big, big interests for us. And of course, our economic backbone in Peace Country is the forestry industry, and we've had lots of strife when it comes to soft lumber disputes with the Americans. We want to make sure that that doesn't continue on with the Trump presidency that was there in the Biden presidency. So we're going to be making the case to Americans that Alberta is their ally, that we're going to do our part, and that it's in both of our interests to see an economic flourishing between Alberta and the United States.
And kind of going into the new year coming up here, what are kind of some of the big priorities that you're going to be working on for things you want to see happen around here?
Well, you hit it already. Our relationship with the United States is key. I've already been on phone calls with a number of key elected officials talking about the importance of our relationship, and especially focusing on the Alberta recovery model, which they're very interested in. The United States as well is suffering from this tragic addiction crisis that is happening in every community, public addiction on the streets. And Alberta is, interestingly, not just in Canada, but across North America, leading the way with a policy that respects human dignity, that's compassionate, that doesn't facilitate addiction indefinitely, like we see in British Columbia and other Canadian jurisdictions. So American lawmakers are very interested. They're really interested in seeing the Alberta approach when it comes to addiction in mental health. On top of that, building relationships with them for the economic interests we talked about that we share on both sides of the border. Aside from that, the legislation around compassionate intervention, which is if someone is a danger to themselves or others because of an addiction, then the state and the society needs to say we need to have an intervention. And a responsible, caring society, a compassionate society, doesn't let people in minus 20, 30 weather who are overdosing on fentanyl methamphetamine continue to live that life. We need to get them care and help. And this piece of legislation of compassion intervention will allow that to have mandatory treatment potentially if someone meets that standard of being a danger to themselves or others. So I'll be introducing that in the spring. And along with a number of other pieces of legislation, that will be very exciting for the province.
And finally, we always like to add in a little personal question to the politicians whenever we have them here. Of course, the holidays are upon us. A lot of people have different little traditions they'd like to do with their families around this time of year. What about you? What are kind of some of the main holiday traditions in your household?
Well, in the lead up to Christmas, we always set up our nativity set in our house. And I now have a 3-year-old son, little Ben. And he is absolutely enthralled with the characters in the creche. And one of the things we do is the three wise men start on the far end of the house, very far away. And over the entire month leading up to Christmas, over Adventide, Benedict moves the three wise men a little bit closer to the scene until we get to Epiphany when the three wise men arrive after Christmas. And he's just so excited to see this drama ensue. And then on Christmas Day, he gets to place baby Jesus in the manger. So it's a lovely little family tradition that really keeps Benedict involved and understands the purpose of Christmas and why we celebrate it.
Definitely got a bit of a Christmas fan, so to speak, in your house. Dan Williams, Peace River MLA, and the province's Mental Health and Addictions Minister, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Kyle.